nimtza, we see, based on what we just explained, she'ikar ho'orlo ha'chuyf ala bris, hanimsheches mibichinas orla slave, that the orla, that piece of flesh and skin that covers over the bris kodesh, which results from the orla slave, which results from somebody introducing tuma and foolishness into their heart, hibo alidei bechinas riboy oyer, is also the result of too much light. Shaydei zeh nase shviras kelim, when there's too much light, it causes a breakage of vessels. Ve'ikar riboy oyer hayo machmas shebeshas brias oylam lo hayo bechinas isaruset al sata. And the main problem that caused this ribuy oyer was the fact that when Hashem created the world, there was no isarusa de lesata. There weren't any people to do anything, to do any good deeds, to do any mitzvah semais and toif miyet, which would serve as isarusa de lesata. V'alkein lo yhoyo be'efsher sheyeh nasin kelim gemurim lekabel ho'er b'mida. And therefore, it was impossible to have complete vessels, solid vessels, that could receive that light in a measured way, in a healthy way. Ki ikar hisavus hakelim lekabel ho'er b'mida nase al yedei hatachtoinim daika. Because the main creation of vessels to be able to receive Hashem's light in a measured, healthy way can only be done by us, by human beings downstairs, through Isarusa de Lesato. This is something that Hashem can't do. It has to come from us. And because of the fact that us was not in existence, we didn't exist at that time when Hashem created the world, so there couldn't be Isarusa de Lesata. This is why the vessels that were created were not finished vessels. They were not complete vessels. Because the way Hashem designed everything, the only ones who could really make complete vessels are human beings. Bechira, Isarusa de Lesata. And this is why there was this breakage of the vessels as a result of too much light. Too much light means that the vessels weren't solid enough to contain the light. It's not like Hashem miscalculated. It's not like Hashem didn't know how much light to pour. Hashem knew exactly, perfectly. But the light had to go into vessels, and real vessels for this particular kind of light can't be created by Hashem. It has to be done from Isarusa de Lesata. And at creation, at the time of creation, there wasn't any real Isarusa de Lesata. So we have a paradoxical situation. We have a problem which resulted in a crisis. The crisis was the Shvira Sakelim. Ki lo yhoyu hakelim yecholim lekabel ho'er, machmas shelo yhoyu kelim gemurim, machmas shelo yhoyu isarusa de lesata. The reason why the vessels couldn't hold the light is because they weren't finished vessels. Because finished vessels, the only ones who could do that finishing is isarusa de lesata, is human beings. Because there weren't yet in existence any worlds or any people who could accept Hashem's kingdom, which would have resulted in proper vessels to receive Hashem's light in a healthy way. And since that wasn't in place, this is why it resulted in a breakage of the vessels, which led to another problem. One problem leads to another problem. The Shviras HaKelim led to Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas. and that result in their hearts getting messed up with Orla. Umishom nimshach Orla's Bosor, and that resulted in the Orla on the Gid, on the Bris Kodesh. Shenis Ale Malchusay Kisbora Kavyohu, so that Hashem's kingdom got covered up totally, got hidden completely. Aliyday Orla de Chafyal Briskana, as we explained earlier. Vial Kanan, therefore, Yefsher Lesakin Zois Lahnia Ulavatel Ho'orlo de Chafyal Bris. Therefore, it's impossible to correct this problem and to eliminate this Orla that's covering the Bris. Ki im al yodeinu daika. It's dependent on human beings. Hashem couldn't do that. Hashem wasn't the right one to do that. That has to come from us down here below. V'alkein ha'odom tzorich tikun, kemo shekosu b'medrashal. And this is why man is incomplete in a sense. Man is created by Hashem incomplete with this orla on the bris, and a human mayel has to come along and cut off that orla, as is written in the Medrash. Ki efsher she yistakein kim al yodein, like the b'chinas eserusad l'sata, because this tikkun can only be accomplished through us, through Isarusa de Lesato. Ki efsher she yenivra mohul min hashamayim, because it's impossible for the person to be created totally finished and complete by Hashem. Dahainu shiyah b'chinas hezgalus ha'atorah, shiyah hezgalus ha'malchus min hashamayim, meaning that the crown should be revealed, meaning that Hashem's malchus should be revealed. It's impossible that that should all be done by Hashem himself. Ki ikar hisgalus hamalchus hu rak al yedei hisayrus hatachtoinim. Because the main revelation of Hashem's kingdom is only through our activity down below. She'al yodom nasin kelim lekabel lehor badrog bamida. It's through human beings down below that have the ability to prepare and to create the kelim that can receive the light in a measured, formatted way. She'idezen is galam alchusech isbora, through which Hashem's kingdom ends up being revealed properly in a good way and everything. Avul milamalu levad. But from above, from Hashem alone cannot reveal and broadcast his malchus by himself. Because then it'll run into ribuyoyer, me'achar she'ein kelim shleimim, since there aren't whole, good, healthy vessels. Because again, the vessels aren't made by Hashem. They're made in China, like everything else, right? They're made by us down here below. Ki ikar hisavus hakelim, shal yoda mekablim hor b'mida. Because the main creation of vessels through which it's possible to receive Hashem's light in a healthy, formatted, controlled way. Shaydezen is Galam al Husizbora, through which Hashem's kingdom ends up being revealed and broadcasted, Hurak al Yedei Isarusa de Lesato. That can only be done from initiative below. Vialkein, and therefore Behechrich Sheyibore Ho'odom Orel. It was mandatory. It had to be. Hashem had to create man in this unfinished state, in this incomplete state of Orel. Remez, Sheze Remez, Shebetchilas Briosoi, Oz Orlo Chafiel Abris. This hints to us, this fact, that as soon that when a person is first created, there is this orla that's covering the bris. Ki oz adayin nisalim b'chinas hamalchus kavyochol. Hashem's kingdom is not yet really showing on this person. This person isn't declaring Hashem. This baby, this newborn baby, ain't screaming Hashem Melech or anything. He's not accepting Hashem's kingdom on him yet. He's not a member of Hashem's kingdom yet. Sheze nimshach mebchinas ribuyoyer. That's because of the ribuyoyer shal yoto hoya shviras kelim, which resulted in shviras kelim. Shemishom nimshach orla, and that's what resulted in the orla. Machmesh lo yhoyu kelim lekabel or, because they weren't the proper kelim in place to receive the or. Meachesh lo yhoyu sarusid lesata, because there was no initiative from below. V'acharkach, and after the child is created by Hashem, after the child is born and comes into the world with this orla, and lives in the world for 7 days, acharkach Onu Daiko Malinoisui. We human beings down here below, we're the ones who finish the job. We're the ones who complete this child by giving him the bris milah. Ki kisha onu misaknenoisui, because when we complete him, azai nistakin al yodoi b'chinas isarusa delasato, that procedure of the bris milah is an example of an isarusa delasata, a major isarusa delasata, she'al yod al yidei zeh nasin kelim lekabel hor b'mido, which is what generates the vessels that are needed that can receive Hashem's light in a proper manner, she'yidei zeh nizgala malchus yisboro, whereby through which Hashem's kingdom can really be revealed. V'al kein yesh lonu koyach lemuloi. That's why we human beings are the ones who have the authority and the privilege of doing this bris milah. To cut off and remove and destroy the orla that's covering the bris, and thereby to be able to reveal the crown on the bris, which in spiritual terms means revealing the malchus of Hashem. And by us cutting away this physical flesh, this orlas bosor, the orla that's covering the bris, through which we reveal Hashem's kingdom, that automatically causes a removal of the orla on the heart. The excess on the heart, that orla, that ra, that tuma, the tipshus halev, the foolishness in the heart. Ki ikar pegam hadas, dahinu tipshus shebalev, hoya alidei bechinas ribuyor kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, what caused the pegam in the das, the eating from the eitz hadas toivora, what caused Adam Arishin to have this tipshus slave, was the fact that there was ribuyor. There was a ribuyor which caused shfira sakelim. When there's ribuyor, it's pigamadas. When a person chas v'shalom's fuses blow, when a person goes too deep for his brain, he loses it, and suddenly that person chas v'shalom goes into a place of tipshus slave, where we can't make any sense out of what that person is saying anymore. So al yidei shel oyhoya adayim b'chinas sarus lasata. Why was there that ribuyor? Because when Hashem was first introducing the light, there wasn't this sarus lasata. Ki loyhoya adayim shum oylam v'shum bnei odom shikabel amachusay. Because there was no world yet, there was no people yet to be able to accept Hashem's kingdom. Vayidei zeh hoya shviras kelim. That's what resulted in the vessels breaking. That's what caused the orlas halev on Adam Arishon, tipshus halev, this foolishness. And that resulted in the orla on the bris. Rav Nosson Zal is reviewing this for us several times to make sure we have the picture clear of how this is going from top to bottom and from bottom back up to top. V'alkein achshov onu maschilin mimato lamala. And that's why now we're working from the ground upwards. Ki batchila hayu lehefech. Because in the beginning, it was the opposite direction. Ki batchila tzimtzem hor kavyochel. In the beginning, everything started from the penthouse. It started from upstairs, from Hashem taking his oyer ein soif, his infinite light, and constricting it kavyochel. Vinizgalin midoisov betoyche cholol. And that was how Hashem's midois first started being revealed in the cholol. Vaidezen is galam al chusoy. And that's how Hashem's kingdom was revealed. Kiloy hoyo efsher beinyan acher. Because there was no other option, there was no other choice. Kiloy hoyo adayin shum oilam kanal. There weren't any worlds yet. And that's why it had to result in this ribuyor, because the light was starting from a place of infinity. But But now, after Hashem created the world already, and after there was another Marishain, and after and after and after, and now in this situation we're in right now, we're working in the opposite direction. We're starting from downstairs and working our way up. Because the first thing we do is we reveal Hashem's kingdom. We're starting from Malchus. We're starting from the ground floor. Remember, we said when they start the Bris Milah, how do they kick off the Bris Milah? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eileilam Void. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch. It's all about His Galus HaMalchus. That's the Bris Milah, where we cut away the orla that's covering the bris, umegalin hua Torah, and we reveal the crown. Shibchinas is galus malchus amalchus. Vazai kishon umegalin malchus esporach, and when we reveal the malchus through the bris, through the chituch, and the priya. And we accept Hashem's kingdom upon us. This enables us to advance to the next step, which is creating vessels to be able to receive Hashem's light in a controlled, healthy way. Which will bring an even greater degree of a revelation of the Malchus of Hashem. And through the fact that we have this ability today, through our Isarusa de Lesato, to constrict and format the light, to be able to receive it in a measured, healthy way, thereby, automatically, the tumah that's on the heart gets removed also. The timtum alev, the spoilage of the heart, which was brought about also as a result of this ribuyor, through the fact that there weren't any vessels at the time, or there weren't proper vessels to be able to receive the light, because there was no Isarus Lasata at that time. Because now we do have the ability to generate kelim, through our initiative down below. Through the fact that we already accepted Hashem's kingdom upon us on a general level, that's what the Bris Milah is all about. It's about His Galus HaMalchus, you know, to a certain level. Paragraph Gimel, Nimtza, we conclude therefore, Shal yedei hamilo nimoil orlas lev ve'orlas bosar. That through the procedure of Bris Milah, there's a double Milah taking place. We're cutting away, we're removing the orla on the gid, on the organ, on the bris, and we're also removing the orla, the foolishness that's on the heart, that's attached itself to the heart. Ki shnehem bechino achas kanal. Because both of these are very much connected to each other. They're both one. Ki ze toli boze. They're both dependent on each other. Ki al yidei orla slave, sheneskal kal abriya, bechines klal amida shebechol alev. Because when the heart is messed up, when the heart has that orla, that foolishness on it, which happened when Hashem first created the world, the bria got messed up, so the midos in the heart are messed up. That causes the kingdom, the malchus, to be covered up. That's the orla, the flesh, that covers the bris kodesh, that covers the crown on top of the bris. Validei shenimoil orlas bosor, and by removing that, by doing the bris mila and removing that covering on the atara of the bris, nimoil orla slave canal, that results also in removing the foolishness from the heart, the orla and the lave. Because by us revealing Hashem's kingdom and authority, that brings about an isarusa de lesato, v'nasin kelim lekabel hor, and that generates vessels, good, healthy, complete vessels, in which we can receive Hashem's light. Vazai nimoil orla slave kanal. And then the foolishness from the heart is removed. Kishnehem bechinachas. Because these two, removing the orla slave and removing the orla's bosor, are both one. Ki ikar hadas v'chochma shebelev hu kefi tikkun habris. Because the intelligence of a person, the seichel, the chochma shebelev, is directly dependent on the tikkun habris of the person. Shehu b'chinas mila, shemachni an orla d'chafya bris, which is represented by the mitzvah of mila, whereby we subdue and we remove that covering, that tumah that's covering the bris. Hainu, shemachniin umesaknim pigama bris, meaning we subdue and we correct pigama bris, any kind of defect in this area of the bris.